The next and last commandment that we will look at in Exodus 20 says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or his maid servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Here the sin is not an action. Sin is not something you do on the outside, although coveting may lead you to the actual commitment of sin. Here, coveting is an inner desire for somebody else's property. It may lead you to stealing, may lead you to lying, but the Bible is condemning the very inner desire of something else's property to become yours. And obviously, if you dealt with the matter at that level, it will be difficult for you to actually end up stealing. So, do you covet other people's property? Here the list is what was available then, but I think the principle remains. You can covet somebody's wife, then if that goes on, you end up committing adultery. You can covet somebody's pen, and if that goes further, you end up stealing. You can covet somebody's house, and if that goes on, you could end up lying at your house. Coveting is a terrible weakness or sin.